Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Ms. Khushbu Mittal from North Carolina State University. And as you can see, the topic for my talk is dual finishing of cotton using atmospheric plasma treatments. Firstly, I would like to express my sheer pleasure to be able to have the opportunity to talk in front of y'all about my cotton research at the NCC conference in Texas. I recently came to know that cotton is the official state fiber and fabric of Texas. Cotton touches every aspect of our life. I don't remember a single day where I have not used a cotton product. And as according to the NCC survey, about 80% of cotton cultivated is being used for apparel purposes, which is followed by home furnishing and industrial applications. And it's obvious because it's very durable. It's cool, not only in the teenage lingo, but also in the literal sense. It has lots of colors to dye with. It's comfortable to the wearer. It gives you the soothing feeling, the breathability. It's easy to launder, and unlike other fibers, it's not very expensive. But there are some disadvantages, as you know. As we heard in the previous presentation, cotton is susceptible to microbial attacks. It easily absorbs water, so it's susceptible to stains, etc. So to convert these disadvantages into advantages for cotton, my study shows the dual finishing of cotton. In the talk, firstly, I'll define what kind of dual finishing and what kind of atmospheric plasma treatment am I talking about, what plasma and cotton have in history, and the principal methodology to produce the fabric, the resultant fabric, and the ongoing work. I understand that most of y'all are from the agricultural science background. So, and since this is completely from textile science, please feel free to ask any questions during the presentation. Now, what is dual finishing and what kind of dual finish am I talking about? In this schematic, you can see the yellow block, which represents the skin, while the red and the green ones represents the dual finished cotton fabric. The skin perspires. Now this cotton fabric quickly absorbs all the water, and along with it, it also repels any kind of external contaminant or water or any coffee bean or coffee spill, etc. So we have the hydrophilic, or the water absorbing side, next to the skin, while the hydrophobic, that's the water repellent side, outside. This kind of work has been done in the past. A group of scientists from Dyneema Corset Private Limited have approached this dual finish by using a composite yarn. In this composite yarn, the core is the hydrophilic yarn, while wrapped around it is the hydrophobic yarn. Another set of scientists from North Carolina have developed this multi-layered fabric. Here is the skin, and we have the hydrophobic part next to the skin, which is followed by a hydrophilic layer, and again a hydrophobic part. On similar lines, but with plasma device and plasma treatment, last year a paper had been published on this dual finish, but again here they had the hydrophilic part next to the skin, and this was a small hydrophilic part which could transfer all the water absorbed to the top layer, which was the hydrophilic layer. But we need a new approach, because none of the earlier composite yarn or multi-layered fabric or the other one used 100% cotton. They all had to use synthetic fiber. Besides, with composite yarns, only knits could be finished, and on top of that, we require specialized skills and equipment. The multi-layer fabric becomes very uncomfortable to wear. It becomes really thick and it affects the breathability of the fabric. It's also a very time-consuming approach, and the wickability of water from the hydrophobic side is not very good. So we do this in our laboratory using the atmospheric plasma treatment. Let me give you a brief overview of what plasma is. As we all commonly know, plasma is the fourth state of matter. It's a high energy, partially ionized gas, which is composed of basic and excited electrons, ions, atoms, molecules. Usually, plasma is specified as on basis of its activation energy as being thermal or non-thermal. Non-thermal plasma is a cold type of plasma. The source of plasma could be either arc discharge, glow discharge, dielectric barrier type, etc. Earlier, we always worked at a very low pressure in plasma treatments. Vacuum or moderate pressure plasmas were most common. But with the advent of atmospheric plasma treatment, the industrial application has become easy as we can now treat the plasma at 760 torr. The type of energy could be either radio frequency, microwave, or even DC current. So in layman's language, lightning is the best example of natural plasma. For many purposes, the conductivity of plasma may be treated as infinite. And plasma has been enormously used in the semiconductor device fabrication industry for chip fabrication, etc. Now for cotton, plasma is recently been used for cotton. It can improve its hydrophilic property. Cotton is already water absorbent, but with plasma you can increase its water absorption. In the coming slides, I will explain the plasma chemistry. It increases the chemical reactivity on the fiber surface, and thus cotton or any other textile fiber could absorb more polymeric layer or any other coating, and we can impart antimicrobial or hydrophobic finishes or any other surface treatment. Besides, fiber can also be clean or etched, or the fabric, the protruding parts of the cotton could be easily sheared using plasma device. Textiles can be treated with wet processing, and it's very common. But why plasma? Because current textile scenario requires all surface treatment finishes, and plasma can alter the bulk, can alter the surface and be site specific without modifying the bulk characteristics. And we all know how energy is being used and how efficiently we need to use the energy. Plasma utilizes very minimum quantities of chemicals or monomeric compounds, and thus making it less energy intensive. The ecological concerns are critical, and plasma requires zero water. That is, no drying, no curing, no recycling of water, no water treatment required. These are some of the processes that plasma could give us, the chemistry of fiber with the plasma. Surface etching. As you can see, on treatment with plasma, the surface could be activated and chain scission can also occur. So if for the fabric there are any protruding fibers, with the help of plasma, the polymer could be depolymerized and it can be sheared. There can be surface activation using oxygen, nitrogen, or any other kind of plasma. What happens here is the fiber surface is, there is a charge developed of the particular compound whose plasma is being used, and when it reacts with the environment, new functional groups can be incorporated. Plasma can also help us in grafting or deposition of any chemical. It can activate the surface, and then we can easily bond any chemical to the fiber surface. These are some of the pictures of my lab, the plasma laboratory at NC State. The picture to the bottom most, the right one, is the plasma device, the laboratory plasma device. And in the coming slides, I'll give you a schematic whose color code is this. I'll explain it to you again. The diagram that you can see is this block here. This block here is the RF electrode, and this is the ground electrode, and plasma is generated between this. This is a stage on which this fabric is placed, and the stage moves horizontally. So the fabric can be entered in the plasma chamber. It can be treated with plasma, and the surface can be activated. Next, after we have activated the surface, this blue block shown here is the evaporator of the applicator. Liquid monomer is injected, and here at high temperature it's evaporated, and with the help of argon, the monomer gas is pushed onto the fabric and it is condensed on the fabric. Now this condensed monomer is then plasma treated and it's polymerized. Just to let you know what is polymerization. As seen in the schematic, polymerization is nothing but the bonding of small molecules. These are small monomer molecules which form oligomers. These are small compounds, just 2 to 3 molecules joined together. And later on, these oligomers are then joined to form a polymer. The polymer shown here is the chain type. We can have either network formation or any other formation. The cross-linking of polymer can also be obtained. So this is how we get the dual finished fabric. The golden conditions were, the fabric type used was 100% cotton woven, twill and plain weave, with both types of either the high denier as well as the low denier fabric was tested. The monomer used was the fluorocarbon. This fluorocarbon was obtained from Daikin Industries, and very minimum amount of the monomer was used. The helium gas was used to generate the plasma. Argon was used to push the monomer onto the fabric. And the fabric was exposed to the plasma for just 3 seconds, or the fabric was passed through the plasma chamber at a speed of probably 3.3 yards a minute. The monomer was exposed to the plasma for 3 seconds, so it all went in one go. The power was 650 watts, but recent studies have also, the usage of 350 watts gave almost equal results. And the gap between the ground and the RF electrode was around 0.1375 inches. This includes the thickness of the fabric. So just give you a recap. The fabric was first plasma treated. The surface was activated. Now on this activated surface, the monomer vapors were condensed. And this vapor was then polymerized using plasma. These are some videos. They are not very good, but this is the hydrophobic side, while this is the hydrophilic side. This is with the alcohol and water test. You can see that there is no absorption here, but how quickly it has been absorbed here. And even after 2 minutes or even after 5 minutes, there is no absorption of water. And here we can see how quickly it absorbed. We still need to do some research. We have done the research on cotton. Now we have to try it on other fabrics. Results are positive on polyester lycra and acrylic kind of fibers. My advisor, Dr. Peter Hauser, and we are looking into the literature if we can call these type of fabrics as smart fabrics. If we could study, also we need to study the effect of exposure time or the number of passes. If two passes of 1.5 seconds each or one pass of 3 seconds would make a difference. We need to get the exact specification of fluorocarbon from Daikin Industry, as this is still their research product. They have not commercialized the product. So we do not know the exact structure. We just know it's a 12 fluorocarbon compound. Also, if we use oxygen plasma for pretreatment, would it make a difference? And we need to rate the fastness or the durability of the finish using ATCC standards. We have done that using home laundering, and we have found it to be durable. It's time for a little brain teaser. Whoever answers the question will get a little bag of candies. These are the two competition fabrics, and this is the NC State fabric. The question is very simple. You just have to answer whether this side is the hydrophobic side or the hydrophilic side after the absorption test. And the results were better for NC State than the competition fabrics.
So this is a hydrophilic side?
Can you please repeat your answer?
Well, is it the same side? These are the two
sides. Yes, yeah. Yes. These are all the same sides, either hydrophobic or
hydrophilic sides.
Yes, correct. So
Okay. Well, thank you. Did you check that with the at the top? Oh, that's right.
Thank you.
Okay, we have plenty of time for some questions.
Okay. Yes, sir.
When you do this treatment, what happens to the feel of the fabric, or the texture of the fabric? Well, you're polymerizing something
yes.
on the surface.
Yes.
So is it going to feel?
Actually, the polymer film. Is almost 1 to 3 nanometer, so there is no feel change in the fabric. The polymer film is very thin.
Even on the hydrophobic side.
Yes, on the hydrophobic side, there is no change on the hydrophilic side, but on the hydrophobic side, the polymer deposited, the film is hardly a few nanometers thick, so there is no feel change seen in the fabric. We have not yet checked the rubbing fastness of the fabric, but yeah, we should do it, yes.
Did it change the color? Or was that, did you dye the fabric after?
Yes.
Yes,
this was the dyed fabric. It does not change color. This fabric was actually different colors, the fabric that we got. And even on a plain white cotton, there is no change in color. There is absolutely no change aesthetically on the fabric.
But the plasma treatment doesn't change the color.
No, it does not.
Fabric.
It does not.
That would be plausible.
No, because the exposure time is so low, it's just 3 seconds. So it does not affect the dye and the fiber reaction or bonding.
Are you going to try to make this into a continuous process? Right now, you sort of pass it through once, and then you move it out and make more.
Yes.
Rather than just moving it forward.
Yes, we have the industrial scale plasma device in our laboratory, and there we have the continuous process. So that's what we'll be doing. If two passes make a difference, it should just go. We'll plasma treat, and then in the same go, we'll deposit the monomer and then plasma treat again. So it'll be all a continuous process.
Now, how long is the curing before you do the test of the water?
We've done it immediately after plasma treatment, after 5 minutes, after 5 hours, and after 24 hours. Yes, we still get. And even after 5 washes, we have to actually standardize our procedure and then report. But with our normal laboratory testing, with 5 washes, there is no change. Yes, sir.
Do you foresee that there are areas within the industry where smart fabrics would be profitable to make using plasma treatment?
Will it be profitable or a problem?
Yes.
Yes, definitely. It will be definitely profitable because as there is no drying, no curing, and this is a site-specific treatment which is not obtained by any other padding or spray technique or any other dipping or any other wet processing. So this is definitely a very profitable.
So what is the limit to size in treating fabric?
There is no limit right now.
Your present technology, is there any limit?
We have the industrial scale plasma device installed in our laboratory, and we have trials running. So there is absolutely no problem with the size. Yes, even wider. We have 62 inch or whatever the standard sizes of the rolls are. Yes.
Have you done an economic analysis?
No, not yet. But one of the graduate students under my advisor before had compared the abjet device with the, that is the plasma treatment, with the other conventional wet processing. And according to him, it costs 10 cents per meter or per yard, I'm not sure. And with plasma, it costs 20 cents. But I think this could probably be different now because that was an old study 2 years ago. Things might be different now.
Well, very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.